Chapter 62.
So you guys are SAS?
Asked Zack. He looked at Travis on his right, but Travis ignored him. He turned to his left, but Wheeler was staring straight ahead.
What's with the silent treatment?
He asked.
We've had a busy day, said Wheeler.
You and me both, said Zack.
Wheeler turned to look at him.
What?
I just mean we've all been through a hell of a lot.
You were holding a woman hostage, sneered Wheeler.
I was under a lot of pressure, said Zack.
Wheeler placed his hand on Zack's leg, just above the knee, and squeezed.
I'll give you pressure, you prick,
hissed Wheeler.
What the fuck?
Said Zack.
Do you know the names Rob Taylor and Dave Chapman?
Zack shook his head.
No!
Because Rob and Dave were shot dead in the street earlier today by your fucking mates.
He tightened his grip on Zack's knee. Zack squirmed, but couldn't escape the pressure.
They were just heading over to pick up an MI5 officer your guys had been chasing, and they died in the fucking street. So don't tell me you've been through hell. You have no idea what that word means.
He squeezed harder, and Zack yelped. The MI5 officer in the passenger seat twisted around.
Is that right?
He asked.
Yeah, that's fucking right, he said, and his pals killed 7 of yours.
10, said the MI5 officer. One of ours was shot in the street with your guys. Simon Wilshire. He'd only been with 5 for a few years, still wet behind the ears. He wasn't even armed. And they killed 2 of our senior people, Ian Hadley and Toby Harris, in Hampstead.
Zack looked away. Wheeler squeezed even harder, and the American yelped. Wheeler took his hand away.
You know what we should do?
He said.
We should drive to somewhere nice and quiet and put a bullet in his fucking head.
Your boss said you had to deliver me to MI5,
said Zack.
Yeah? Do you always obey orders?
A motorcycle gunned its engine behind them. The driver checked his side mirror.
Come on, plenty of room,
he muttered.
I'm a soldier, said Zack.
Nah, mate, you were a soldier. Now you're a fucking mercenary.
That's what professional soldiers do. They get paid to fight.
Yeah? But you clearly don't give a fuck who's paying you, said Wheeler. That's the difference.
The motorbike dropped back, and the driver looked in his rearview mirror.
Are you gonna overtake or what?
He muttered. Wheeler turned around. It was a big bike, with 2 people on it, both wearing full face helmets.
What's going on? Asked Zack.
Shut the fuck up!
Snapped Wheeler, reaching inside his jacket for his Glock. The motorbike engine revved, and it came up on the passenger side. Travis had also picked up on what was happening, and was reaching for his gun.
Accelerate!
Wheeler shouted.
What?
Said the driver, twisting around in his seat.
Fucking accelerate!
The bike was on the left of the car now. The pillion passenger had a gun in his right hand. It was an Ingram Mach-10, Wheeler realized, with a suppressor. The machine pistol was notoriously difficult to control on full automatic, but at close range, accuracy wasn't an issue. The pillion passenger twisted around so that he could get his left hand on the suppressor to steady his aim. Wheeler got his gun out of its holster, but he knew he was out of time. The car accelerated, but it was too late. The window exploded, and bullets raked through the vehicle, ripping through the 3 men in the back, as the bike roared off down the road.